Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Well, they got to get up. Hopefully Friday's the day for that. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Yeah, the Eagles got knocked down yesterday. They were up, and then they were down at the end. A loss to the Cowboys, blowing a 21-point lead. All right, we'll get back to everyone's reaction here on the phones. Blame game after a blown lead. Let's talk to the voice of the Eagles who was on the call, Merrill Reese. Merrill, how you feeling this morning?
Merrill.
Don't blame me.
No, it's not your fault, Mary.
I was just the messenger. That's all I was out there. But it was painful. And guys, I'll tell you, when the Cowboys scored at the end of the first half, I knew there was trouble ahead. You could just feel it. I mean, they were controlling that game so totally. I mean, they were just battering the Cowboys. Cowboys were deep twice and fumbled the football. You just thought, or one was an interception by Reese Blankenship. But you just thought this game was just absolutely, totally in their hands. But when the Cowboys marched down at the end of the first half and scored, I thought to myself, this is going to be a game that is going to put them on the offensive. They're going to be the team to watch in that second half. And the Eagles didn't score in 41 minutes from when they scored at the beginning of the first half to the end of the game, or the beginning of the second quarter to the end of the game. 41 minutes. That really hurts.
It does. And Merrill, you know, look, the Eagles' defense is excellent, but when you give a good offense like Dallas 41 minutes to score three times, they just might do it. And unfortunately, they did it yesterday. Merrill, I agree. When I felt the same way. When they got to the first touchdown and then they went in the half with some momentum, I was like, this thing's not over. And Merrill, the issue we kept coming back to with this team this year is they just are struggling so much to run the football, and it's hard to close out leads if you can't run the ball because you end up just going three and out and giving the ball back. Merrill, it's just so bizarre watching a full season of the offensive line and run game struggling so much.
And it is. And for every now and then you'll see Saquon break something for 15 yards, but it's a long, long cry from last year. I mean, there's no reflection that it even looks anything like the way he ran last year. And it's not on Saquon. There's a lot of things involved. But you know what hurt the most, more than anything? 14 penalties. You can't take 10 penalties and win most games.
Well, it's a good point, Merrill. And some of them really were drive killers. They had the one where I think it was Goddard that caught the ball and got it over midfield, and they were kind of moving right again. And then I think that was the illegal procedure. That was when Pryor was in and he was covered up on the line. That one, that was frustrating because that killed a drive.
Yeah, and these are avoidable. I mean, these are just bad mistakes. You can't have that. And that's what hurt them. But penalty after penalty after penalty. I mean, and really, usually you'll find a penalty here and there, and you say, "Boy, they got robbed." I thought, almost there were no, maybe one penalty was kind of iffy, but they were legitimate.
Yeah, it was on them yesterday. They didn't go down there and play their best football by any stretch, and they lose the game. And Merrill, they're also losing some players. I thought late in the game, some of the defensive issues were because they just were down starters in the secondary, and they started dropping like flies. Reed Blankenship goes out, Makuba goes out, so both safeties out of the game. And they also lost Adoree Jackson, who maybe early on this season I wouldn't have considered a big loss, but he had played better, and he's certainly there. You know, he's a starting cornerback on this team for a reason. So at one point, Merrill, down the stretch, they were without three starters starters in the secondary. That's hard to overcome.
Yeah, it is, but there are no excuses. They just played badly. They couldn't get it back together. They had opportunities. I mean, I'll tell you something. Brian Schottenheimer made some calls that were very, very strange. In the first place, when they on their first possession, when they punted from the. I mean, you would have thought they would have punted,
right?
And he went for it again. He went for it at midfield, or actually in Dallas territory, when you just knew he had to know that the Eagles had stopped the Lions five times on fourth down. He had to realize that, and he took that chance, and the Eagles went down right after that and scored. And then late in the game, when he had a chance to pretty much lock it up with a field goal, he went for it, and the Eagles stopped them again. I mean, the defense made some big plays. Yes, they gave up some big plays, but they also made some big play. But you know what? It's a bad loss. It's a very disheartening loss. I'm not minimizing it, but I will say this. It's not a critical loss. It's not a back-breaking loss. They can come back from this against the Bears team that is pretty good, but not as good as the Eagles are. The Eagles should be able to bounce back. The Friday game is very big. But this game does not end or ruin their season or their aspirations.
Well, I agree with that, Merrill. And it's one they can learn from and they can get better from. And it does set the scene for what you're saying Friday, Black Friday, 3 o'clock against the Bears. And, Merrill, I agree with your assessment. The Bears aren't great, but they're certainly improved from where they have been in recent years. And what's interesting now about the stakes of this game is, you know, we'll see what happens with the number one seed and if the Eagles can now jump back over the Rams, who are now 9-2. But, Merrill, it feels like the number two seed, if it's not one, could come down to the Eagles versus whoever wins the NFC North, which right now is being led by Chicago. So this is a really big game Friday, Merrill. If they get this win and they get to their ninth win and they're 9-3 and they have a little break before they go to LA, we're going to feel good again. On the flip side, this is one they can't drop, Merrill. They need this game if they're going to
win.
Yeah, they really do need to win this football game Friday.
They absolutely. This is a very, very critical game, and it's against another 8-3 team.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe the Bears are 8-3, but they are.
Yeah,
and
they're
pulling games out. I mean, it all starts with that game that they in prime time that they won, but they came from way behind to beat Washington.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they have a negative point differential, yet they're 8-3. So you're right about that. They are finding a way to win football games. It's probably going to be a close one on Friday. Merrill, we appreciate you hopping on. Have a very happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you Friday at the link for the pregame show.
Absolutely, Joe and Hugh. Have a good day, but. Believe me, it hurts. It's a tough loss to swallow, but there's a lot of football left.
There he is, the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. I mean, Merrill's kind of hinting at must win on Friday. It feels like it.
You can't go, man. Listen, you can't go back to back L's. It just can't.
Well, not twice in a season.
Yeah,
we already did that once.
Yeah, you got to beat the brakes. You got to beat the brakes.
Well, I don't know about beat the brakes.
We got to beat the brakes.
Let's just get out of
there.
I'm
not a guy for style points, but I want some style.
You want style points Friday?
Oh, we just want to avoid the F word.
Yeah. Fraud. Fraud's the F word.
Oh.
It's the fraud bowl. Did you think you accidentally said it and you were in trouble?
I was like, wait a minute. You know me. I'm like, wait a minute.
Unlike you, I've never said that word on the air. So.
No, not yet at least. Yeah,
Give it time.
Hugh was in our power rankings last
today.
Week. It depends on how this conversation goes. All right, where do you come down on what happened yesterday? 215-592-9494. I am extremely frustrated with the coaching. I felt that was an unprepared offensive team yesterday, and the head coach continues to morph into this conservative coach. Where is the Nick Sirianni that when he got here was going for all these fourth downs? Remember how the Eagles played in 2022? They kicked your ass, and then they went for all these fourth downs. Even last year, they made sure they put games away, like the dagger. Now Sirianni, with 17 seconds ago, is like, oh, my studies tell me. By the way, what studies did you do,
he
Nick?
He said his analytical studies.
Yeah, the analytics team gave him the numbers on it, and Nick Sirianni's crunching numbers. I mean, come on. He was told this is probably a little bit tough to score with 17. I don't care. Try. You're going up against the 30th-ranked defense. You have Jalen Hurts and A.J. who were on a heater yesterday. I don't understand why they don't try to score before halftime. It set the scene for the second half in Dallas to come back. Not good. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Chuck. Listen, 4th and 17 seconds left in the half. And you kneel the ball. You elect to kneel the ball and go in the halftime with two timeouts left. You know what I mean? You're just happy with just a 14-point lead against a team like this, against those suckers. You know what I mean? You lose to those suckers right there. You know what I'm saying? And the penalties, you have your team prepared. You know, I was liking Nick Sirianni for a long time, but I'm starting to hate his ass. Because I tell you one thing, man. You know, F them all. F them all. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, F them all, because, you know, they don't get it. They just don't get it, man. And I, you know, I know they won the Super Bowl last year. I get it, man. But they don't do nothing right. They don't do nothing right. And Jalen Hurts, third and two, you take a sack. You third and two, you take a sack right there. I'm watching the game. I'm like, dude, you know, you got to understand in your mind. In your mind, the most stupidest idiot as a person would say to themselves, I can't take a sack in this position. I got at least it's like a time clock in my head, and I got to run the ball to at least get 2 yards. Can you get me 2 yards? You know what I'm saying? That's what you got to do. You got to run the ball to get 2 yards, or you at least live to see another down. You throw the ball away. It's 4th and 2. You give your coaching staff a chance to go for it. You know what I'm saying? Go for it. It's 4th and 2. You don't take a sack in that position. And then, you know, you go to the guy that sealed the ball at the 1-yard line. Oh, my God. He sealed the ball. He thinks he's Dion. He fills the ball at the 1-yard line or the 3-yard line, whatever. You know what I'm saying? They teach you in elementary. You let that ball go in the end zone. You know what I'm saying? My wife say, oh, he's hurt. Well, she like, I said, he should be hurt. I don't give a damn about him being hurt. He was hurt before he caught the damn ball because his brain should have been hurt. And you catch the ball at the 1-yard line. They teach you in elementary. Let it go in the end zone. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, man, this team ain't crap. And I tell you, they don't do nothing right for Tulu. What do you got? You know, you got that big old play sheet for what? What do you got the big old play sheet for? About 15 plays. About 15 plays a game. You know what I'm saying? Then if they run another ball to Saquon Barkley on first down, I'm going to die. Everybody know it's coming. You know what I'm saying? Try to throw the ball to early downs to keep yourself ahead of the chain, jackass. It ain't hard.
Talk about the cuss on there for real.
Well, I'm impressed,
he didn't.
I think everyone out there is feeling what you're feeling today, Chuck. It is all those things you said are right. Chuck, we appreciate the phone call. Chuck's not wrong. I mean, we haven't brought up the Gibson one yet. What the hell was he doing? Catching the punt at the 1-yard line.
Yeah, you got to let that one go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was listening to that one in the car, and I heard him talking about it. Yeah, you got to let that go, dog.
And then
arrogance. Like the more, you know, I'm watching this game and the more we talk about it, arrogance.
Well, that attitude reflects leadership.
You know what I mean? It's you rolled it, you got your Kelly Greens on, you felt like, you know, you're gonna roll out there and just make it happen. And I just want to clarify something. When I said there's a lot, like there's some common denominators talking about Jalen.
Yeah.
People immediately got upset. And my point was,
here we go.
No, and my point is this. You know, they said, well, how you bring up Kellen Moore? What is his record? Not bringing up his record. It's more about the execution of the offense and how much different that offense looks. He doesn't have the personnel that we have.
Well, he has a bad team. Yeah,
yeah, but it's the execution of the offense. And what I mean by that is if you feel like your team is vanilla, you have to do things to scheme your guys open. And that's one thing that since I've been back here, that we just don't do.
So you're saying the common denominator is the quarterback?
It is. It's the quarterback. It's
the head coach,
the plays,
and the head coach.
But here's the thing.
I never like taking Sirianni off the hook. What?
No, I'm not taking anybody off the hook.
But he and Jalen are the common denominator.
And here's the thing. Again, I think back to training camp and all this, the evolution of the offense and how different it looked. Hell, ESP was charting plays and talking about how different it looked, how much they were using more motion. How much did we? Am I wrong in my assessment?
Sounds like because you're trying to blame Elliot.
I'm not. See, this is where when we have these conversations, this is where we devolve to.
Well,
everybody's
hold on.
Angry.
Elliot did do his rewatch and gave Jalen a D for yesterday. Uh-oh. So, if you want to blame Elliot, blame Elliot.
Do you think people were happy with that evaluation?
No. I'm sure they weren't. I don't think I would have given it a D on only one watch, but it certainly wasn't an A. I mean, the sack was bad on third and two. I mean, he it was bad. I mean that gave the ball back to the Cowboys. He can't take that sack there. For the most part, I thought Jalen played well early. And then, like the rest of the offense, it just went dull. Isn't that the whole season? Isn't the whole season here with the passing game?
Disjointed.
One quarter, one half. They have one full game where they've played well with the run and the pass. That was the Giants game here. It's probably the worst. I saw some of the numbers updated because Jahmyr Gibbs ran for like 1,000 yards yesterday.
Yeah, he had a day.
Yeah, I think the Giants now are the worst run defense in the history of the league or in the last 20 years. Like that's the one game that we looked good on both sides of the ball against a defense that is so bad they're setting records. So it's not like we've ever been consistent. This offense is just up and down. And yesterday, they tried to be up for 13 minutes and try to get the hell out of there with a victory. That's why I'm frustrated with Sirianni. Doesn't he know what the rest of us see? Like, we have to get points whenever we can because I don't know if we're getting them anymore. We go 3 and out all the time. They had seven possessions yesterday, straight possessions at one point in the game without scoring any points. That's the most in the Sirianni era. That's pretty remarkable. Think about the offense they had his first year here. Jalen Reagor was on the field. How do you go seven possessions yesterday against the Cowboys defense without scoring a single point in a dome?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is crazy. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
You know what? Shut up.
All right. So listen, we are still Super Bowl contenders. We didn't play like Super Bowl contenders yesterday, though. I mean, that was an absolute travesty. It was a complete team loss from coaches down to practice squad players. We were ready to play, but at some point we lost our way. I mean, you know, we keep talking about this offense and this quarterback, you know, struggling. How can you get any kind of rhythm? How can you get any kind of continuity with your offense when every time you have, I mean, how many yards did we take off the board yesterday? 80, 90 yards because of silly penalties? I mean, they could get no rhythm going with this offense because they're mentally not focused, and that's not, you know, championship football.
Well, and who is that on? I mean, to me, that's on the coach. The coach has to have them ready to go, and they're not focused. And I hear the players after the game telling me, we weren't prepared for the Cowboys' looks on defense.
Yeah, that one right there got you.
Of course it got me. What the hell are the coaches doing?
Joe, I can't agree with you more today. I mean, it's almost – and it all started at the beginning of the year when Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie and Nick Sirianni decided to hand the keys over – to an inexperienced offensive coordinator. I mean, it's kind of like handing a 16-year-old the keys to a Hellcat or a 700-horsepower, you know, car. It's going to end bad. It's not going to be. You don't hand, you know, the keys to a Rolls Royce to somebody that's inexperienced and doesn't know how to drive.
Well, they did, and now we got to try to get through this thing the way we tried to get through it a couple years ago. I mean, what are we going to do now? Are we taking the play calling away from Petullo tomorrow? Before Friday?
No, you can't. At this point, we're stuck.
You could.
I mean, we whether we like it or not, we are stuck with Kevin Petullo because Nick Sirianni, I don't think he's known as a play caller. So it's not like he can just take over the reins and start calling plays. You know, I think we're in the situation. And if anything, I don't know, maybe Nick Sirianni is kind of pulling the reins back on Kevin Petullo in these game situations where he doesn't want Petullo to make a mistake. Maybe it's time just to let Kevin Petullo do what Kevin Petullo does and see what the outcome is.
Well, I do. I'll say this. I don't know how it works, you know, play to play with those guys. But I do think the overarching, like, conservative versus aggressive, that's the head coach, right? He's telling them, hey, let's push it here, or hey, let's pull back. So Aaron, a surprisingly decent phone call from Aaron there. Not bad. I think he knew today he couldn't come in with nonsense.
Yeah, he had to drop the act.
Yeah, not today. Speaking of today and nonsense, can we just get this over with? Let's move on. Let's do it and then move on, and then we're done with it. Cowboy Jim up on WIP.
Let me clear my throat. Sweet Caroline.
What have I done to deserve this?
I'll take the phone call, but I can't do the singing.
No.
So. Yeah. That's strike one. Let's try it again. Cowboy Jim, go ahead.
I'd like to thank Trap Game Joe, Told You So Douglas, and Cowboy Quinn. Q Douglas, we
yes.
are allowed to trash talk. After everything that's going on the last 2 years, give us this.
I didn't do nothing.
We don't believe yet that we'll make the playoffs. I'm only concerned about Kansas City. And why can't you guys give credit
Nobody
to
cares.
The Cowboys? Why can't you give credit to the Cowboys? They scored touchdowns in the red zone. The Eagles are like the best defense in the red zone, okay? They upgraded their defensive line, stopped the run, put pressure on the quarterback. Why don't you just give them a little bit of credit?
Well, they were down 21-0 in the game. Like, you realize that's the story.
Well, that was some mistakes, and I said they're not going to win, you know, with turnovers. They gave up turnovers, but it was an epic comeback with a
Well, it was a collapse. I saw it more as a collapse, but I mean, they played better yesterday. They won the game.
Yeah, where's Merrill's montage today? Come on, let's hear Merrill's montage.
No, we're not doing
and
that.
And maybe having Eagles fans hitting.
Enough.
That was brutal.
Yeah, that was a lot.
I thought we had to be accountable and at least take the guy's phone call. But again, the singing can't happen today. That's egregious. I mean, I can't do that. Junior, down in Texas, but an Eagles fan. What's up, Junior?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up, Junior?
I mean, we've been saying it all season, but Petullo is so in over his head. I mean, the players are a reflection of their coaching, right? And if the message week in, week out is we need to get better at the little things, we need to get better at the things that don't take talent, and you're the sixth most penalized team in the league and you drop another 14 penalties on Sunday, you guys aren't getting anybody open. These guys are playing like a high school team that has a bunch of 4 or 5-star recruits, and they're being told, hey, just go play. We're not even going to coach you guys up. You guys are talented enough to go win your one-on-one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is the worst thing that I have ever seen. Those last 40 minutes, the worst football that I have ever seen in my entire life.
Well, it was a junior was a disaster class, and they are the reason they lost that game. Like they took their foot off the gas. They were throwing the ball, junior, in the first quarter all over the place, getting the ball to AJ, scoring points, and then after they went up 21-0, they ran the ball on 4 of the next 5, you know, to start drives. They couldn't run the ball. They were just going into second and longs for no reason. It was so silly.
It's silly. That's the word for it. It's just absolutely silly. And the last month, it's not just A.J. Brown, and you know, I think we all owe A.J. Brown an apology, if I'm being honest with you guys. It's not just him. The players are starting to take shots at Petullo, too. They're being asked questions about scheme in the postgame, and now they're starting to say, well, that's an offensive coordinator question. That's a KP question. That's a coaching question. Because they know. They know what the actual answer is, but they want to hear it from the coach. They want to hear the accountability from him. But instead, all we get is a bunch of word salad from Petullo and Sirianni, trying to explain away these dumb decisions. And I think it's about time for Lurie and Howie to start looking at some outside help, even promoting that offensive coordinator. I mean, what is our quarterback's coach? I keep forgetting
Scott,
his name.
Scott Loeffler.
Loeffler, there we go.
Yeah, he came from Bowling Green. And when we had Jason Ivan on last week, he mentioned that when Jason was at Michigan in college, Loeffler was there as part of the staff. So he's known him a long time.
They need to do something to trigger this because, I mean, it's clear that Petullo's in over his head. If they're not doing something as simple as scouting out for new fronts, for new acquisitions on the defense that everyone else is seeing, but your players are expected to try to make adjustments mid-game instead of preparing for it, I mean, that's just a glaring flag on Petullo right there in the offense. It's a lack of preparation. It's a lack of wanting to adjust during the situation itself. It's just bad. And if we don't blow the Bears out of the water this week, I think we're in serious jeopardy of repeating 2023. This loss felt like the 49ers loss from that year.
Mm. Yeah, Junior, it's a good phone call. So it's funny, every time 2023 got brought up in the first month of the season, there was a lot of pushback because Vic Fangio's here, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if it's the offense that causes the the fall this time versus the defense. Right?
Looking at the game.
Is it a good offense or a bad offense we have?
I don't think the offense is complementary to the defense.
It stinks.
It's called for what it is. They stink.
I don't think.
Allow me to help you, Hugh.
No, this is my
good
spin.
Or bad? What is this offense? You got to pick one.
I want spin. I want the truth.
It's bad.
It's not good.
Hmm. Okay, but I'll take that.
But listen, I can't sit here and people are going to get mad. But I know we got a hierarchy of who to blame on this.
Who do you want to blame?
I don't, man. Listen,
say the name.
Just blame someone.
Say the name.
See, first of all, I'm not gonna let y'all with this bully mentality.
Nobody's happy today.
This
so
mob
just
bully mentality.
Say
dive right
the in. Name. Who's to blame?
Man, I'm looking at this offense is not creative.
I know,
all, but it's always been not creative since I've been here.
So the who do we point back to?
I think the quarterback has something to do with this, man.
Okay.
Why is this all okay? Just answer this question. I'm not, and again, because. Y'all about to make me mad by saying I'm blaming Jalen, but well, okay, answer me, riddle
might,
me this.
Might as well.
Riddle me this, though. Like I said, I could take any clip from any game this year and marry it to a clip from last year or the year before that, and they all look the same. There's no creativity in this offense. So you mean to tell me that is Nick Sirianni's offense? Is that Kevin Petullo's offense?
Well, it's not Kevin Petullo's offense,
but
right?
That's what I'm saying. But why, like, that's the thing. We line up and we run plays.
Yeah.
We don't line up. We don't stem anybody. We don't move anybody. The most creative thing we did this year is put another lineman on the field.
And now that's diminished because Pryor is a downgrade from Johnson, who's in for the other Johnson.
What I'm saying is this. At some point, you ever heard of the term scheme them open?
Yeah.
Scheme them open. We're not that creative, so... Okay, here's what I'm saying. If the coordinators have all changed and the offense stays the same, it has to be something with the quarterback.
So I don't disagree with this, and I think they probably think – it feels to me like they think they're limited in what they could do play-calling-wise with Jalen. I mean, I think that's –
that's all I'm saying. You can get mad all you want. You can text me and call me all kinds. I'm just saying that there's a lack of creativity when it comes to this offense. So – who is unwilling to be creative?
All right, so what this points back to. I think we thought last year they had figured out a way, but if their workaround, the run game, it doesn't work anymore, how are we going to fix this? I mean, like, that was the big Band-Aid on the passing game last year was, we'll just run it. They can't run this year. The running game is towards the bottom of the NFL, so if they can't run it, they're going to rely more on the pass, and the pass game is just too up and down. It's not good. And then you throw in yesterday, I got players telling me, that they weren't prepared for the front of the Cowboys.
That stuck with you. That five, too.
You know what? Because it's terrible on look on Petullo. And again, what is Sirianni doing around here? Aren't you crunching the tape?
What are we doing?
Aren't you watching the tape of the Cowboys to help out your coordinator?
What are we doing?
Maybe you say, hey, Kev, they moved to more 5-2. We got to be ready for this. And then it's on Petullo to get ready for it. It's bad. 215-592-9494 for your phone calls. I think it was on the coaches, Hugh Douglas over here. Blaming
Jalen,
the quarterback.
I'm looking at the lack of creativity.
Okay,
man.
I want to get to also a few things said by the players after the game. I thought were really bad looks. That's the next midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Yeah, it's that kind of morning. You think people don't want to see Hugh anymore because he blamed Jalen for the loss?
No, I'm not.
Oh, they're mad.
I'm just saying that the offense has not blossomed. I know Kevin Petullo is not the greatest offensive coordinator, but I feel like there's a lot of blame to go around on this squad. I mean, hell, I don't care what they think about it.
Not good. You should stand on business.
Well, that's debatable.
215-592.
Not for real.
94-94. All right. Speaking of saying things you might regret, let's hear from a couple Eagles after the game yesterday. Didn't love either of these. Let's start with Saquon Barkley. He had a lot to say. He struggled. I mean, he probably had his worst game of the season. When you factor in the fumble with 10 carries for 22 yards... Man, a year ago, we were talking about Saquon Barkley as the MVP of the league. His numbers this year stink. And that fumble yesterday obviously did not help the situation. And then he said this after the game, and I didn't love it.
We made two main mistakes as a whole. Obviously, I had a mistake there. They wanted a little more. So you got to give hats off to them.
Hugh, I felt that they watching it, but one of those things, maybe you keep that one to yourself. Does that one have to get out, that they wanted it more? I mean, we can't escape the allegations this was a trap game if he's saying the Cowboys wanted it more.
Well, it's the Cowboys. This kind of plays into the whole oh, it's not that big a deal type situation as well. It's always a big deal when you play the Cowboys, baby. It is. It is what it is.
Well, you know, we had these guys in the locker room last week. So no, that's the rivalry's not really about us anymore.
Well, the Cowboys felt it because they played like that, man. This was a knockdown drag out in the first half. And then as the momentum shifted, I'm watching the game. They started doing the Cowboys, that is. Started doing something they didn't really have a whole lot of success doing. That was running straight up the gut. Mm. Like, they were just running straight up
Javonte
the gut.
Javonte Williams hit a bunch of those.
Yeah, they just running straight up the gut because they pounded you into submission. The defense was doing a great job setting the edge, you know, making them bounce it out when they did try to run outside because it was so stout in the middle. Then after a while, they just start being able to run in the middle.
So speaking of wanting it more, I saw a clip this morning. I didn't realize this. That, you know, when Gibson fumbled the punt return?
Yeah, I just saw that.
Did you see there was another highlight out there of Sidney Brown destroying a Cowboy on the punt coverage.
Yeah, he got up and ran.
It was the same guy.
Yeah, got up.
I mean, that speaks to want to.
Ran down the field. He was getting crushed. He got crushed twice.
And he got up and caused the fumble.
And somebody had that as their meme, like, you know, life knocks you down and you get up and you keep going. But for you to say that, that's telling because as you watch the game and now we get more information, you see that, especially in the second half. They thought they rolled them Kelly Green helmets out there, man, and that was it. That speaks to me of arrogance. That's why, for me, nobody is above criticism in this.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback, the lineman, the running back, everybody gets flamed in this one because you can't allow that to happen. As a leader, you can't allow that to happen.
They took their foot off the gas.
Yeah.
I mean, in every way. And again, and there might be a few teams in the NFL, maybe the Raiders and whoever, like, you could take your foot off the gas up 21 and you kind of know it's over. The Cowboys are not good, but they're certainly not that bad. They have a top offense in the league. And the game's in a dome with 40 minutes to go. That was a joke. All right, so that I didn't love hearing that from Saquon, but maybe it's a glimpse behind the curtain. We also had this. A.J. Brown held court yesterday, and he did have a big day. You know, first quarter, he had almost 100 yards. He was everywhere. As the game went on, he didn't do as much, but the whole offense didn't. A.J., though, towards the end of his press availability, seemed, I don't know, a little too jolly for me after a loss. Here's AJ.
Yeah, the one that you hit the pylon.
That's on me.
What'd you think?
That's on me.
Oh,
I was laughing. I was like, damn, you laughing at me? I didn't get my feet down, you know. And like I said.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's simple, but, you know, it's something that we all have things in here to work on, you know. So I did the hard part. I just didn't do the easy part.
Scored,
yeah. I mean, so.
I don't need the giggles after a loss to the Cowboys.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, but that's what we are. We get mad at everything.
Well, hold on. That off the heels of him saying, nah, I don't really care. You know, the rivalry is nothing to me.
I totally get it.
Yeah, it's all
totally
a big joke. It. Like, screw you, dude.
Well, no, I totally get it. Totally get it.
Why are we in a good mood after a loss? Because we got the football. Well, I mean, like, they win the game. He doesn't get the ball, and he's stewing. After they lose the game, but he was a big part of the offense. You know, we're all laughs at the end there. Jason Avant, post-game show, NBC Sports Philadelphia. His thought on A.J. Brown.
It's funny that you see, like, we lost the game today. But his energy in a loss was better because he got the ball. So, and it's better in a loss than it is in a win when he doesn't get the ball. And that's something that A.J. Brown has to do, look in the mirror and come up with something. Because that right there is not the image that you want in a loss. It's not a good look. And this is me as a friend trying to show him, you know, because you can't always see yourself. But if your energy is smiling and cracking a joke or whatever it may be, not saying you have to be totally down, but have the same or worse energy in a loss.
Yeah. I mean, he's not lying. I mean, I felt when I saw it, there was a little bit of I told you so energy, you know.
What is the I told you so? I'm curious.
See, I know how you're looking at it. You're looking at, hey, I got my catches. That's all that matters. I looked at it more as – This is what I was talking about. The chickens came home to roost because we weren't good enough. But I totally get where you're coming from, because for you to be smiling in a situation like that after you lose to the Cowboys or laughing and giggling, that's not the place you want to be.
So multiple things could be true. I mean, ultimately, his thought on the offense may be the truth, that they're not good enough.
Yeah, but it doesn't. Most people are not going to – like when you lose the Cowboys, nobody's thinking about that.
Right.
They're looking at your giddiness and the great game that you had. And, yeah, I get it.
Also, there's a feeling, and I have it, that he cares more about his numbers than wins. And if he's going to be stewing after they win games because he didn't, you know, on games he doesn't do much, but giggling after a game where they lost, how does he run from those allegations? Like, how do I watch him this year and think he cares more about winning?
Oh, no, he definitely does not read the room well. I mean, I can say that about a few of these cats. But he definitely is one that he doesn't get it. And then when he does get the backlash, he's like, what did I do? That's Exhibit A. Exhibit B, C, D, E, whatever, however you want to call it. But that's what that is. But initially, when I saw it, it was more like I looked at it like he felt vindicated for the way that he's felt over the last few weeks.
So the I told you so Douglas element of you.
No, I'm just
understood.
Saying.
Understood. I get it.
He's just putting himself in the shoes.
I get it.
Well, no, I'm just saying because there was a lot going on in that game.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I can't point to just one thing. Kevin Petullo is a part of it. If you want to say Nick Sirianni is a part of it as well.
He's the head coach.
He's
in charge.
Didn't say it to get you all riled
well,
up. And the
I
quarterback
am.
Is a part of it too. The quarterback is a part of it as well. Because for me, this offense looks the same as it did when I first got here. Has not evolved. Has not done anything differently than what they've been
it's
doing.
It's gone backwards.
It has. Well, of course it has. They're worse.
No, I mean, I hear what you're saying,
well,
but it's just like, I'm talking about as far as conceptually. I mean, I know we're talking about, you know, what they've been doing as far as the numbers and everything, but conceptually, it has not changed. It is still line up and go.
So let me ask you this, because we're doing the blame game thing, right? And you could point out players, quarterback, Sirianni, Petullo. How do you think Howie and Jeff are going to look at this when this thing is over? Let's say nothing changes. They're going to go to the playoffs. They might win a playoff game or two, but this doesn't look like an offense capable of winning the Super Bowl, right? So ultimately, it feels like, unless something changes, they're going to have a hard ceiling they're going to hit at some point, and this issue is going to cost them. What do you think the response is going to be from the front office? Are we going to
got something got to give?
Okay, so let's go through that. Are we going to go on the coordinator carousel again? I keep coming back to this, and I know the Sirianni lovers out there get upset when I say this. At some point, doesn't it feel like this doesn't make sense? Like, they don't have an offense. They have the offense of the day based on the coordinator, so every year it changes. So my point is, at some point, if we keep doing the up, down, when we get a good one, they leave for a head coaching job. At some point, to Howie and Jeff say, we need some stability at the offense, and we have none.
You know what? And this is how I feel about it. And this is part of the reason why I'm kind of bullish on – I'm just going to throw it out there. I don't think that they feel Petullo as bad as we think he is.
They might not. They might not.
I mean, because he, number one, he's an in-house hire, right? He's been a part of this for the longest time. He's been here since the beginning. So I hear what everybody's saying, but it doesn't feel to me like they feel that's the issue.
Okay, so let's say they don't. I guess I'm trying to get at some point, we keep talking about common denominators. At some point, are they going to change a common denominator to change? There's three options.
The quarterback.
Yeah, it's three options. It's keep changing the coordinator every year. It's change the head coach, which I know comes with a lot of culture stuff, not just the offense, or change the quarterback.
That's the one that really I can't wrap my head around, because Jalen's a winning quarterback. He's a winning quarterback, but when you talk about these offensive woes and the inability for this offense to evolve, I mean, I think he has a lot to do with that.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Let's talk to Tammy, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Tammy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Tammy, we've been better. Today's not that great.
Well, I called because at the beginning of the show, Joe, you said you can't get comfortable watching the Eagles game. I haven't been comfortable watching an Eagles game ever. I don't care if they're 21 points up and it's a 2-minute warning. I don't trust them. I can't ever relax, ever.
Yeah, and Tammy, this particular team is making that even harder on you, I'm sure, because now this is twice. They did this against the Broncos, and now the Cowboys, where they're up, you know, 14, 21, you know, in deep.
Yeah, and you could breathe a little bit. I know. You feel pretty good.
Yeah.
You can go get a snack.
Can't get a snack with this team.
You can't. Mm-mm. You cannot.
You ain't going to get no snack.
And Tammy, the hard part is, and I know you say you can't because, but last year's team was such a good defense and running team that when they got a lead, you know, they had the kind of formula they could finish the game and make you feel like, all right, they're going to finish this strong. This year's team, it's like, uh-oh, I don't know what's going to happen the rest of the way.
Exactly. It's just too much.
Yeah,
you need medication to watch these games.
I need something. Medicaid. I need a couple drinks, something. Tammy, good phone call. We appreciate it. And I said that because when we go to the playoffs, I look at the NFC. I don't think there are bad teams that are going to make the playoffs. Maybe the 7 seed is going to be kind of fugazi, but like, think about the top 6 seeds. Are we going to feel, let's say the Eagles have to play in the first round, are we going to feel against anyone if they're up 10-0, the game is over? I'm not.
Nah.
We can't run the ball.
Especially with the way they've been playing lately. Nah. But they are defending Super Bowl champs.
No,
yeah, I don't think anyone really cares about
that. But that team doesn't exist anymore. Because last year's team, if they were up 21-0 on the Cowboys, it would have been 34-7 by the time it was over.
Yeah, they'd have put us. They'd attack.
Of course they would have. Well, because Saquon would have just run past everyone to finish the game. You know, there's a lot of issues. The biggest thing that, and then I
you know what the irony is, Joe. I just thought about it.
What do you got?
Like, AJ probably was laughing because of. He foresaw the Saquon game and some of the stuff that Saquon did, maybe. Maybe that's why he was laughing.
He's laughing because he's...
Because Saquon,
now
like...
That feels reckless.
Well, it's just reckless speculation. It's Monday.
So, like, he foresaw that Saquon
wasn't
off?
Running. Yeah, well, yeah. I don't think he... Like, it's a difference between falling off and want to. Want to is different. You know, like, last year, I feel like...
Want to feels worse to me.
Well, want to... Is what when we talk about the guy that was on special teams that fell down and got up.
He had the want to.
He had want to. Because it was something that was pointed out to me last night that Jason Avant said. How many times have you seen, and who was the other guy that we had on the show last year when we was in New Orleans? The quarterback.
We had Dan Orlovsky, Kurt Warner.
Yeah, listen to them cats talking. He said, man, Saquon's not running as hard as he ran last year. I had a friend of mine, Kevin Johnson, played at Syracuse, played with me in Jacksonville. I remember we saw him. He was at Eagles training camp. And unsolicited, he said, we were sitting there, and he said, yo, he was up. You know, Saquon ain't going to run like he ran last year. I said, what you mean? He's like, dude, he got that bread. He's like, the desire, he said, he'll be fine, but that desire isn't there. That desire to prove people wrong isn't there. Saquon climbed the highest mountain you could possibly climb last year. Mm. You know, he came from a losing squad. You know, he got embarrassed on television, and he won the Super Bowl. He was the talk of the town as far. He was the resurgence, in my humble opinion, of running backs getting the props that they're getting. He was the resurgence of that. Him and Derrick Henry. But to me, more Saquon because of how he was on this run to the Super Bowl. And there was a couple plays where Dan Orlovsky pointed out that Saquon was getting tackled by one person. How many times have we seen Saquon tackle get tackled by one person?
Not last year.
Not at all.
Not in the open field.
That's the want to. You know, and it was one play where he said he was to the flat and he ran out of bounds. Then it was one play where he said they needed a first down and it was a one-on-one and the dude tackled Saquon. A little bit different. A little bit different. And that's not me saying that Saquon has fallen off, but that desire might not be what it once was.
All right, so look, I've never played in the NFL, but I would imagine if you don't have that same juice, then you can't play as well. So
yeah, it's different. It's different when you don't have that
physical fall off, mental fall off. Either way, it's fall off, right? It's not the same. I mean, that's on the list of problems. It is. If you kind of dissect the Eagles last year versus this year, the biggest fundamental difference is they can't run the football, and that puts more pressure on the pass game, which I think can only be good in spurts. It puts more pressure on the defense, which stood up incredibly well against the Lions and Packers. But, I mean, that was not an easy task yesterday. I'm not mad at the defense. I mean, they were part of the blown lead, but, I mean, you're asking a lot out of them. Hey, pitch a shutout in Dallas. Did they get two stops in the red zone within the five? Right, they got the four down stop late in the game. They got the pick early in the game. I know the stats say they got torched yesterday. I thought they did mostly a good job, and the offense hung them out to dry. Let's go to Terrence. What's up, Terrence?
Hugh, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
What's going
Terrence,
on, man?
What's up?
Hugh, you know you're my guy, Hugh.
But
we ain't going to do that today, Hugh, with the it's Jalen Hurts.
First of all, Terrence, I'm going to let you cook. But I've said from the gate that it's not all on Jalen. But to sit here and think that Jalen doesn't have anything to do with this, I think it's ridiculous. Now the floor is yours.
He do, but I'm about to put some key critical points to who the bigger culprits I think is. To me, I watched Kevin Fatulo on that first touchdown that AJ scored. He's hopping around and jumping around like a little damn kid. Like, oh, we got AJ the ball. We got AJ the ball. Sit your ass down, bro. Because you called a horrible game the rest of the game after halftime. I'm watching this guy jump around like an idiot, like he did something. Like a fanboy. Because he got AJ the ball. Like, bro, your calls were horrible the rest of the game. First off, they jinxed themselves coming in the game wearing those Kelly Green jerseys like they're going to kill it, trying to be cute in Dallas. The Kelly Greens are for home Eagles. They're home jerseys. Where on that field did you see an Eagle on the football field? I saw a Dallas star on that field. Didn't you guys see that?
I saw the star. I'm with you. Yes. Only saw the star. Yes, No Eagle.
So right now, I told Kyle, and Kyle was like, don't really say that right now. We're fool's gold, guys.
Uh-oh.
We're fool's gold because the offense ain't consistent. It ain't been consistent all year. And to me, it ain't 23. But like you said earlier, Joe, our offense is like 23 right now. And I'm telling you right now, this little play offense that haven't been good all year is going to cost us coming down the stretch of winning these playoff games. We haven't had a complete game all year. You know what I saw last night with the Rams when they got up 21? Guess what the final score was? Guess what it was? 34-7.
Yeah, well, you know what? Here's the reality, and I know people a couple weeks ago did not like when I said the Rams were a tier above the Eagles. The Rams are better than the Eagles right now. If they played right now, the Rams would beat them. I mean, that's now hopefully by the time we see them in January, we have fixed some things. But right now, there is no doubt in my mind the Rams are better than the Eagles. I mean, we just got to deal with it.
One more quick thing, Joe, and this is the other thing I was going to say, Hugh. You know who's the other culprit on this team that last year they were controlling the clock? He was running hard. You just said it. Mr. Saquon Barkley, Mr. Madden, this year he stinks, man. He's partied too much in the offseason and partied up in the Super Bowl.
Now we recklessly speculate.
Oh, you started this.
He partied all year. And it's a little bit of Jalen. It's for 2-0-2. But these guys are horrible finishing games. Saquon's been horrible all year. The fact of the matter is Saquon is not running hard. He's not opening up the offense, hitting these holes for the defense. He's not setting the pace for the offense. The defense is not even worried about Saquon no more. He's getting 2-3 yards a carry because he's not effective at all, guys. And I'm sorry, we're not winning a Super Bowl playing like this, guys. We're not. And the same thing that Dallas did to us, other teams are going to try to do it because it's fool's gold. Fatulo, adapt to the damn defense.
Figure it out. And Terrence, good phone call, boy. Got people on Saquon now.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, like, listen, man. If we are in... We're in a position, in a situation right now where we need somebody to blame. We got the pitchforks out.
Well, they blew a 21-0.
Yeah, and Fatulo, to me, is the easy scapegoat.
So,
and you, like, for me personally, you got to step back and you got to look at everything. Now, again, I'm going to say it again. This is not all Jalen's fault, but he's a part of it. He's definitely a part of it. And the reason why I think he's a part of it is because when you look at this offense, you can close your eyes and you can show me any season for the last three that I've been here. And the offense has not evolved in that sense. When you have a dynamic team like this and you know you got squads that are watching your film, you got to put them little wrinkles in your offense, man. You have to throw those wrinkles in it. You might have a different formation. It might be the same play, but you run out of different formation. We don't do any of that. We're the only team that goes to the line of scrimmage that I see, and nobody really moves. No, there's not a whole lot of movement. There's not receivers moving around. There's none of that. We don't do any of that. We don't scheme anybody open for the most part. That's creative. Like, Jalen, I know this. A lot of times going into a game, the quarterback gets to pick the plays that he likes. Mm. Not saying it is all on Jalen because the Petullo has to still call him, but you lack creativity in what you're calling dialing up.
They do lack that.
And the one thing I do know, too, real quick, Joe, can't take a sack, 3rd and 2.
You cannot. I mean, you
can't take that.
Can't do it.
I could have made that play.
Well, I don't know about that. Maybe 20 years ago, 30 years ago?
No, today.
No, not this year, Douglas. 215-592-9494. We're playing the blame game today on a Monday after a brutal loss in Dallas. Let's hear from the quarterback on the other side on his worst moment of the game. And I thought a pretty damning comment about the offense and where they are right now. Your phone calls. Who you blaming the most, coaches or players, as the Eagles get embarrassed down in Dallas, blowing a 21-0 lead? Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member-only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.